It's Friday, September 14th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. AI arrives at your desktop, the implication of Microsoft's Copilot on businesses. The doctor will see you now, how AI is transforming healthcare, and big ideas this week, AI governance, ethical boundaries, and separating fact from fiction. This is the Business of Tech. Your clients are looking for proactive cyber resilience and you to be their virtual chief information security officer to assess their security posture, enhance compliance readiness, and reduce their cyber risk. Want to do that at scale? Sonomi's AI-driven vCISO platform helps managed service providers and consulting firms make their customers cyber resilient. Try it today. Visit Sonomi.com and book a demo. Tell them you heard about it on the Business of Tech. That's CYNOMI.com. I held off AI for a bit because this show is the Business of Tech, not the Business of AI. That said, AI is about to become very real for many businesses. Microsoft has announced a new unified Copilot experience in Windows 11 launching on September 26th. The updated Copilot will be seamlessly available across various apps and experiences as a sidebar, providing better assistance by incorporating context and intelligence from the web, work data, and PC activities. It will be able to pull data from calendars, emails, and documents to assist with drafting texts and emails, and it will make real-time suggestions in apps like Outlook. The new Copilot will also feature voice and text commands for controlling parts of the desktop experience. Additionally, Microsoft announced updated AI capabilities in Bing Chat, Bing Image Creator, Microsoft Shopping, and the upcoming launch of Microsoft 365 Copilot and Microsoft 365 Chat for the enterprise. Microsoft's 365 Copilot AI Assistant will be available starting November 1st for Microsoft 365 customers on certain business and enterprise plans. The add-on comes with a $30 per month premium per user. Copilot offers features like document summarization, email creation assistance, and real-time Teams meeting highlights. Microsoft emphasizes the importance of not becoming overly reliant on its AI assistant during a responsible AI panel. The company wants users to view Copilot as a tool rather than a replacement for their own work. Microsoft is incorporating features like citations and content credentials to combat misinformation and ensure that users see Copilot's output as starting points. Interestingly, research shows that using AI tools in the workplace can raise concerns about being seen as lazy or less valuable. Research shows that a significant percentage of UK workers use generative AI and AI every week, but many feel the need to hide their use of AI due to the fear of judgment. The fear and uncertainty surrounding AI use may stem from job insecurity and inflexible working policies. Some companies have even blocked using tools like ChatGPT due to security concerns. Why do we care? Copilot will be on all Windows 11 desktops next week. Sure, it will be controlled on the rollout by those being careful about updates. But just consider that the feature is in Windows next week and Microsoft 365 on November 1st. The speed at which Microsoft is deploying Copilot is staggering. It's essentially becoming a native feature of Windows 11 and Microsoft 365, making it an immediate factor in the business tech landscape. And that's why we care. Obvious consulting and advising opportunities here. The impending ubiquity of Copilot is a watershed moment. It's bringing AI capabilities to a mass audience in a way that's integrated into the tools many businesses already use. This isn't just a story about a new feature. It's about the potential for a fundamental shift in how businesses will operate. Are you ready to help your clients navigate this new landscape? Now, I happen to think this is a positive. Microsoft would be unwilling to bet that their business customers will tolerate something that doesn't work. And if I were a provider, I'd lean in. Now, you may disagree. And if you do, your consulting advice is the value. Regardless of direction, you have to help with the navigation. And that was just the Microsoft announcements. Let's talk healthcare as there's a lot to learn here from applications. Google's DeepMind has developed an artificial intelligence called AlphaMissense that can predict disease-causing DNA variations in the human genome. Based on the earlier protein structure prediction model AlphaFold, the AI model can identify misspellings in human DNA that are likely to cause disease. DeepMind has publicly released tens of millions of predictions to aid in uncovering the root causes of diseases and potentially accelerate diagnosis and treatment development. Seattle-based medical technology company Propriro has developed a computer-assisted navigation platform called Paradigm, which uses AI, augmented reality, and light field imaging to help surgeons visualize and navigate spinal surgeries. The technology combines pre-operative CT scans with light imaging to create a 3D view of the patient's anatomy during surgery, eliminating the need for additional scans and potentially saving up to 30 minutes of operation time. According to a study published in the Annals of Emergency Medicine, ChatGPT performed as well as, and in some cases better, than trained doctors in suggesting likely diagnoses for patients in emergency departments. The study found a 60% overlap between the chatbot's diagnoses and those made by doctors, with the chatbot correctly identifying the diagnoses within the top five likely diagnoses in 97% of cases. The researchers suggest that AI could potentially support doctors in emergency medicine, leading to shorter waiting times for patients, and may be particularly useful for inexperienced doctors or in detecting rare diseases. Why do we care? I wanted to showcase the work in healthcare, particularly as so much AI coverage is consumer-focused. These are not futuristic scenarios. They're happening right now, radically transforming the field of medicine. AI's introduction into healthcare also brings up ethical and regulatory issues such as patient consent, data privacy, and the role of human oversight, providing yet another layer of consultation opportunities. Circle that as the roles of a virtual CIO. And here are the big ideas floating around in my list for the week. An article by Ben Pippinger in Forbes asks, "Is AI the next shadow IT?" The article discusses the similarities between AI and shadow IT, highlighting the need for governance and balance. While AI offers significant opportunities for efficiency and value creation, it also introduces risks if not properly managed. The author suggests establishing controls, policies, and training to ensure responsible AI use within an organization. Full visibility and ongoing monitoring are crucial to mitigate risks and maximize the potential of AI. And with all this AI floating around, an article by Christopher Beam in Wired discusses the role of AI detection tools and their role in detecting AI-generated text, images, and videos. It highlights various startups and companies developing detection tools for different media types. The article also explores the debate around the use of AI in writing and the potential impact on the writing profession. It concludes by discussing the concept of centaur writing, where the parts don't match, and the idea of using AI tools to enhance human writing rather than replacing it. And let me highlight Princeton researchers Arvind Narayanan and Sayesh Kapoor calling out the hype and misconceptions surrounding AI with their newsletter, AI Snake Oil. They distinguish between predictive AI and generative AI, highlighting that snake oil is often concentrated in predictive AI. They emphasize the need for transparency reporting in AI companies and express concerns about the potential harms of generative AI, such as non-consensual deepfakes. They also challenge the notion of AI posing an existential risk to humanity and criticize the proposed interventions that concentrate power in the hands of a few AI companies. Why do we care? Similar to shadow IT, AI technologies are being implemented at a pace that can outstrip the ability of traditional governance to manage them. For organizations, this creates both risk and opportunity. The imperative is to find the right balance and governance structures to maximize value and mitigate risks. I'm not convinced the industry did a great job on shadow IT. Here's the chance to try again. AI is like a tool like any other and has its uses and its limitations. Understanding both is critical for informed decision-making in business ethics and public policy. Enjoy your weekend reading. Are you ready to unlock the power of seamless payments? Look no further than Gazinta Payments, the ultimate solution for hassle-free transactions. With Gazinta Payments, you can wave goodbye to headaches caused by strange domain names and confusing redirects. Instead, maintain your brand's integrity and enhance customer trust with a payment experience that seamlessly integrates with your own domain. So, why wait? Visit gozynta.com/payments and discover how Gazinta Payments can transform your business. Thanks for listening. Today, American Business Women's Day. And this, just a few days before we release our upcoming diversity report. But this weekend, a bonus episode with Peter Kujawa of Service Leadership as we dive into the new Service Provider Profitability Report. Have a great weekend and talk to you next week. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit msPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.